Job 30. But now, and he's just been describing in chapter 29 what a great life he used to have, but now those who are younger than I have me in derision, whose fathers I would have disdained to put with my sheepdogs. Of what use is the strength of their hands to me, men in whom ripe age has perished? They are gaunt from lack and from famine. They gnaw the dry ground in the gloom of waste and desolation. They pluck salt herbs by the bushes. The roots of the broom tree are their food. They are driven out from the midst of men. They cry after them as after a thief, so that they dwell in terrible valleys and in holes of the earth and the rocks. Among the bushes they bray, and under the nettles they gather together. They are children of fools, yes, children of base men. They were flogged out of the land, and now I have become their song. I am a byword to them. So even the most desperate of people, the poorest of the poor, mocked Job. They abhor me, they stand aloof from me, and don't hesitate to spit in my face. Now they did that because they also were so persuaded of this idea that Job's terribly suffering, he must have really sinned. And they forgot all the good things he'd done that he's listed earlier. For God has untied his cord and afflicted me. Again and again you see Job saying that God brought my sufferings upon me. He does not say God gave all the good things and this Satan being gave all the bad things. On my right hand rise the rabble. They thrust aside my feet. They cast up against me their ways of destruction. They mar my path. They set forward my calamity. As through a wide breach they come. In the midst of the ruin they roll themselves in. Terrors have turned on me. They chase my honour as the wind. Now my soul is poured out within me. Days of affliction have taken hold on me. In the night my bones are pierced in me, and the pains that gnaw me take no rest. Well, this is similar language to what we read in Psalm 22, which is a prediction of the sufferings of Jesus. So, in all his physical and mental anguish, Job was actually a type, we could say. He was looking forward to the sufferings of Jesus, who was the ultimate righteous person who suffered to save others, because I do think that Job suffered in order to save the friends. He, God, has cast me into the mud. I have become like dust and ashes. I cry to you and you do not answer me. I stand up and you gaze at me. You've turned to be cruel to me. With the might of your hand, you persecute me. You lift me up to the wind and drive me with it. You dissolve me in the storm. I think there's a storm coming on as he's sitting there. For I know that you will bring me to death, to the house appointed for all living. However, doesn't one stretch out a hand to stop a fall, or in his calamity, therefore, cry for help? Didn't I weep for him who was in trouble? Wasn't my soul grieved for the needy? Job really had been a good man. He had not just been generous to some poor guy he saw on the street, as he says earlier, the cause of the person that I didn't even know I searched out. And he says that when he saw people in distress, he wept for them. Now that's the highest form of love, really, to weep with those who weep, to put yourself in their shoes. But when I looked for good, then evil came. It's as if he was hoping that he would get a reward for his good works. So he also had had the view that the friends had, that if you're righteous and help the poor, etc., you'll get blessed. But if you don't, then you will get cursed and have trouble, and he'd had trouble. And so he admits that I did look for good, but then evil has come. When I waited for light, there came darkness. And this is what drives him in the end to a belief that he will be justified. And he looks forward to the last day when, as he says, in my flesh I will see God and all these things will be resolved. My heart is troubled and doesn't rest. Days of affliction have come on me. I go mourning without the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry for help. I am a brother to jackals and a companion to ostriches. My skin grows black and peels from me. My bones are burned with heat. Therefore my harp has turned to mourning, and my pipe into the voice of those who weep. So he's describing very much the awful physical and mental sufferings that he had, and yet he said, well, I didn't expect this, I was expecting good, because I'd done so much good. But now he recognizes that, sure, I did do a lot of good for people. I spent my life doing good, but I have this suffering. But he eventually comes to realize that there will be a just resolution of all this. And in our context, we understand that this will be the last day when Jesus comes back. And although Job didn't in detail know about Jesus, he did look forward to the same last day of judgment when God shall be manifest openly upon the earth.